The Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised. As he said, come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has been raised from the dead, and indeed, he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshipped him. And Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. If I had to describe Moses' grand purpose in one sentence, it would probably sound something like this. God chose Moses to help free the Israelites from slavery and lead them back to the promised land. As you well know, Moses is one of the most major figures in the history of Israel. He begins life born to a slave mother, and through a rather fascinating course of events, he spends about 40 years leading a bunch of freed slave refugees through the desert to the promised land. And finally, after a lifetime of serving God, Moses makes it to the promised land. Kind of. The truth of the matter is that Moses never actually does step foot into the promised land. He stands on a mountain overlooking it, and God shows him the lands from Dan to Judah, to the Western Sea, and God says, "Look, here it is." Sadly, though, you, Moses, will not cross over. It has often been understood that Moses doesn't get to cross over into the promised land as a punishment, that some minor infraction of his means that God withholds this final victory. But that is not how I understand this moment. Instead, it seems to me that as he stands on this mountain overlooking the promised land, that they have searched 40 years to find, Moses' work is done. His call, his task, was to get the Israelites home. And that is what he has done. His call was not to help them move back in or to help hang their family picture over the hearth. He was supposed to get them there. The task of helping them to find their way once they are returned to their land falls on a new set of shoulders. And Joshua is the one who attends to that task as he is called. This is my understanding of the ministry to which I have been called. That at times, it may feel as if I didn't get to finish the task to which I was assigned. In some ways, it feels like as I leave you, there are some things that are unfinished, places that with just a bit more time, we could have reached together. And yet, the time has come for my leadership in this place to end. And while I feel sadness about having to leave, I know deep in my bones, in my heart, that endings tend to lead to really good things with God. Because our God takes death and turns it into life. Our God takes all of our losses, every ending, every small death we experience, the large ones too, and turns it into a new beginning. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary arrived at the tomb with very heavy hearts on that Sunday morning. And they received news that their beloved Jesus no longer laid in a tomb, but had been raised. And when Jesus appears to them, he begins with the words, "Do not be afraid. Fear not the unknown. Do not fear what you don't understand. Instead, know that what was dead is now alive. What had ended has begun anew." When I arrived in Phillipsburg to become your pastor, I felt called first to love you, to build you up for continued mission, and to help you see your future. Throughout our 7 years together, I have been blessed to witness your rootedness in your history of faith, your ability to lift up those in need, and your love for your community. It is my hope that as I leave you, you will faithfully continue on your path toward a healthy and mission-centered future. My job is no longer to lead you, but to give thanks for all that you have given to me in the time that I have been your pastor. And I assure you that I will give thanks for each of you and the blessing that you have been to me and to my family for many, many years to come. Moses died and God buried him in the land of Moab, right on the edge of the promised land. And Joshua, a new leader, faithfully led Israel into the Holy Land. When Moses had completed the task to which he had been called as leader, God lifted up a new leader for a new task. As I am called to a new task, I entrust you to God's care. And I believe that you will find yourselves a new leader who will lead you in faith and love you as the children of God, precious and beloved as you are. In the end, everything remains unfinished until God deems it time, until God, in God's infinite wisdom, says, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it?" God's new things are always wonderful, even if the endings are painful. The new things are beautiful. May God bless you in this ending. May God bless you in the waiting. And may God bless you in the new life that is to come. Amen.